Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to talk to hobby stock driver Greg Seidels. We're also going to hear from Rod French from Power Lift Doors by French Manufacturing, Rich Voss from Sign Pro, and Louie from the Medelia Napa Auto Parts store, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's Pete the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Hey, Dirt Show listeners. For over 20 years, Hot Rod Hardware in West Concord, Minnesota has provided everything to modernize and improve your hot rod's performance. Hot Rod Hardware is your specialty aftermarket auto parts go-to solution. From radiators and brakes to suspension, handling, and power. From the drag strip to the street, dirt track to cruise nights, Hot Rod Hardware is your family-owned solution. Check us out at hotrodhardware.com or just call the guys at 507-527-1020. Or as they say, no robots, just real people.
High temperatures can cause your vehicle's engine to work harder. Help protect it from increased heat and stress this summer with Mobil 1 Motor Oil. With a signature triple action formula delivering outstanding engine performance and protection, Mobil 1 Motor Oils are formulated to meet or exceed industry's toughest standards. Stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store or shop Napa online this month to pick up a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 Advanced Full Synthetic Motor Oil for only $34.99 and hit the road with confidence. Napa, a proud sponsor of the Dirt Show.
Hi, this is Steve from Kohl's Electric. Kohl's Electric understands businesses like yours need to operate efficiently and safely. If you are looking to upgrade your electrical service, lighting, or just looking for advice, give us a call. Remember, we have 24-hour, 365 days a year emergency service. We can dispatch a tech anytime. Look us up at kohlselectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a PowerLift architectural door on your home or cabin. PowerLift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last, PowerLift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. PowerLift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Hi, this is Dave Evans from Hardwood Lubricants and Chemicals, your VP race guest distributor. You are listening to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on the Dirt Show, and today I'm joined by driver Greg Seidels. And Greg, let's go back to before you even started racing. Growing up with your father, racing legend Arvin Seidels, that had to be an experience in itself.
On the farm we grew up, that's what we did, was worked on race cars all the time. And that's how our family, we were very close because we spent many, many hours in the shop. And, probably the earliest memory I can recall of actually working in the shop with Dad was we were changing gears. And of course he let me do that, but I got it all loosened up and he swapped them out and put the other ones in, and then I, put everything back together, and then he's like, what is taking you so long down there? And I was like, I can't get the U-bolts in, and I was probably 10 or 11 years old, and a few minutes went by, and I was still having trouble, and he's like, well, I'm going to have to slide under there, and see what's going on, and, come to find out, I was trying to put the U-joints in backwards, from the backside, and instead of over the caps, but, he pointed me in the right direction there, and that's one of my earliest memories of working in the shop anyways.
Speaking of memories in the shop, in 1999, before you began your racing career, There were six cars racing out of the Seidel shop. I'm sure you were right there helping out with everything.
Yeah, like I said, you know, we all chipped in and made sure everybody's cars were ready to go. I remember building cruisers back in the day when you used to just knock the windows out of them. And, you know, we built quite a few of them. And probably, I think it was probably 98 or 99, right around in there, actually was my first race. When Joe Ringsdorf was promoting, you know, he had some Go Tell You Blow races, and where we just took some cars out of the salvage yard and drained the oil out of them and went until they blew up. And that was probably, you know, the first time I remember actually racing. And Joe had them and train races and stuff like that that us kids got to do. But I think in Algona, my cousin Kyle and I actually had a Mazda pickup that I'm pretty sure we won that night, that Go Tell You Blow race. So I suppose that was probably my first career win.
You started your racing career in 2000. How did that all come about?
My dad and Dan Danielson actually created what is now the Sport Mod class back in, you know, the late 90s, and they call them 360 modifieds. That Dad and Dan started that class over in Britt, and then Dad kind of talked Joe into getting them in Joe's tracks. So he told me in 1999 that if he won that track championship, he was going to turn the wheel over to me, and luckily he ended up winning the championship that year, and then that's when you had to be 16 to actually race. So I turned 16 in 2000, and there we went.
Starting in the hobby stock division, you learn a lot in a big hurry. Who's fast, keeping your momentum up through the corners without overdriving it, and also staying out of trouble.
Yeah, and, you know, back in them days, you know, there was 30, 35 hobby stocks every night, too. It was a feat just to make the feature back then. I remember, you know, that was pretty cool being able to actually make an A feature back then, because there was B features every night. And, yeah, there's so many guys, you know, I remember racing with when I first started, Doug Jenkins and Dan Tate and, you know, Lewenbergs. And that was definitely a... You know, you had to learn fast, but you had to earn their respect too, and it was always fun racing against them guys.
The Seidels family, Fairmont, Algona, Jackson, wherever we go, the Seidels family has a huge fan following in the grandstand. There are a lot of Seidels racing shirts out there everywhere.
Yeah, you know, Dad had done it forever, and a lot of them fans are second, third generation fans too, so that's kind of neat to, you know, when you hear somebody say, well, I remember watching your dad in Jackson back in the 90s, or, you know, stuff like that. So yeah, it's definitely cool to have all them fans. Without the fans, there really isn't anything for us to do. They're the reason we put on the show we do.
The 2000 racing season was a great year for you to get started, because your dad also picked up the Fairmont Raceway B-Mod Track Championship that year.
Yep. Like I said, you know, he said if he won that, he was going to turn it over to me, and he ended up doing that. And, you know, the first year, of course, you know, first year I remember many nights of just not finishing at all, tearing up stuff. That was kind of, you know, the rookie deal back then. With there were so many cars, you know, I remember not even necessarily crashes, you know, just back then it was flat tires and cars overheating, stuff like that, because we didn't have, you know, all the good radiators and stuff we do nowadays to keep them cool. But it's crazy to think that's been 23 years ago already.
And you talk about the available upgrades for a hobby stock. Break down a hobby stock for the listeners. Chassis, engine, and suspension. I can't believe you guys can go so fast with actually a pretty basic suspension setup.
Yeah, you know, most guys are running the 602 crate now for an engine, but you can run an open motor too, that 355, you know, 9-to-1 compression. You know, most of the suspension is still stock as far as trailing arms and A-frames and stuff. We do run aftermarket upper A-arms now. Otherwise, there's still a lot of stock appearing stuff to it, but a lot of it's still, you know, getting to be more and more aftermarket stuff. We run a Ford 9-inch rear end, and some guys run a Power Glide transmission, which is, you know, an automatic. I actually ran a three-speed in mine, and like I say, we can get going pretty good for, you know, limited suspension stuff we have. That's really what's nice about the class is, you know, there's no bar angles and weight jacks and stuff like that to deal with. It's pretty basic suspension stuff, really.
A lot of the fans also don't realize to go from track to track and change gears in a hobby stock, that's not a five-minute process.
No. Boy, I tell you, I wish I had a dollar for every time I've changed gears over the years, you know, even back when Dad. It's a lot simpler in a hobby stock these days now because we can run that floater rear end. The axles come out pretty easy now. But no, it still takes a good half hour probably to get them gears changed, and it's definitely not a fun job, honestly.
When did you make the switch to the sport mods, and how many years were you in that division?
We got our first sport mod in 09. We ran it just at Jackson that year. We bought an old 03 Harris car from a guy down in Sioux Center. It had the crate motor in it and everything, and we ran that in Jackson our first year in 09 and won the track championship then. In rookie of the year, and then we ran real well in that class, honestly, and I missed driving my modified, but there's a lot of maintenance to one of them, and you know, I ran that up until 2017 when Dad passed away. After Dad passed away, it was just a little too much for me to do by myself, because Dad spent a lot of hours in the shop. A lot of times he had a lot of that stuff done before the guys and I would even get there. So yeah, we ran that up until 2017, and then we got back in a hobby stock, and we've dibbled and dabbled in about everything else since then. But it's been a very good career for me. I have nothing to complain about. I've had a lot of good people help me over the years, and just grateful for what I've been able to do.
You speak about dibbling and dabbling in a few things. You actually ran a USMTS modified once in your career. That had to be a fun night. How did that all come about?
Well, it was over at Slayton, and they had their fall special that they always have, and I didn't have a car at that time, and I was walking through the pits, and Gary Oscarson and Jason and them guys were there with their open car that Gary had been running, and Gary said, "Well, you want to drive this thing?" And I said, "Well, I don't see why not." So, yeah, I hopped in that, and I'll tell you, that thing had more horsepower than I could handle.
When the Seidel's family goes to the Boone Super Nationals, that has to be a great family experience. What are some of your memories?
Yeah, you know, Boone's just spectacular in its own, but, you know, if you can go with family and friends, it just makes it that much more special. And I remember the first year, I'm not good with years, but I think it was 2008 or 2007 or 8, we went down there with a hobby stock, you know, and got the first taking of the Boone Super Nationals. And I mean, we just all had a blast, and it was a great time. And I remember, we were down there at Sport Mod a few years. I remember 2010, we made both the Race of Champions in the A-Main down there. And then another year we made the Race of Champions. So that was, you know, that's kind of cool just to say that you've made an A-Main at Boone is just something spectacular in its own.
Over your racing career, you have earned track championships at both Fairmont Raceway and Jackson Speedway. Is there one that stands out?
You know, the one that stands out the most would be 2009, when we've got our first sport mod, and we really didn't know what to expect, and we ran really, really well that year, and like I said, we got rookie of the year and track champion that year, and you know, no slouches back in that day, you know, racing against Matt Loft and Jason Andrews and Dan Papel. There was a lot of good cars back then, so that one was pretty cool. And then last year, won the championship out here in the hobby stock. That one will probably stick out for a while for me, just because that's the first one since, you know, I lost lost Dad in 17, and then we lost a longtime pit member of ours in 2017, too, Randy Erpelding. He helped Dad and my brother's way before even I came along, and he always helped me, and I just wanted to win one so bad for them guys, honestly, that I was glad that we got to get that done last year.
The old Jackson Speedway versus the new Jackson Motorplex. What a difference in track configuration.
Yeah, it's really, really different. I don't know. I'm a half mile guy just because them were the first tracks I ever drove on. So Fairmont is by far my favorite ever. But, you know, the new Jackson Motorplex, it's just crazy. If you race the old one and race the new one, you know, you'd just feel like you're stuck in there. You know, I mean, it's just a completely different configuration and everything from what it used to be. It's really different.
For a half mile guy running a little bull ring like Worthington Speedway, that is a fun place for the fans to watch, but obviously it's a little tough on the drivers.
Yeah, you know, I haven't raced Worthington a whole lot over the years, probably four or five times, but, you know, we ran Algona quite a bit back in the day, and Britt, and, you know, so, and Spencer, you know, that's a little smaller track, but I don't know. I mean, like I said, I think it's just because I cut my teeth on Jackson and Fairmont, but I guess this day and age, I just like to race so much that I just want to go anywhere there's a racetrack.
Thursday nights at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, what a great crowd. And the hobby stock division with Chris and Brandon is a great group of guys to race with.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's not as many cars as there used to be, but, you know, the competition's still as good as ever. And, yeah, it's kind of crazy. I don't run Algona as much as I used to, just for the simple fact that, what is there, five or six of us down there on any given night that's really, you know, related. And sometimes that gets a little tough because we're all super, super competitive. And obviously we all have one goal in mind, is to win. So sometimes, you know, there might be a little hard feelings, but all in all, at the end of the day, we'll just chalk it up as race and deal usually and move on.
Don't tell me a relative has got taken out over the years.
Well, there's, what do they say? There's been some paint traded, yes. But like I said, you know, that's just our competitive nature. You know, nothing's ever intentional or anything like that. It's just hard race, and somebody's got to have the bragging rights at Christmas and Thanksgiving.
And it's interesting you talk about all of the cars when you first started in the division. We were literally talking about that last Thursday night. Remember when 24 cars started the feature and 14 of them ended up on a trailer heading back home? That just doesn't happen anymore unless it's a huge special.
Right, yeah. You know, I just don't know. You just don't see a lot of people getting into it as much as you used to, you know, and obviously we all know the prices of everything, not just only racing, but everything in general. It's a little tougher to do, and like I said, you don't use quite as much, you know, off of a car, say you bought out at the junkyard. Back when I first started, we'd buy that car or get that car, and you'd use every square inch of it pretty much, you know, and now you don't use a lot of it. You know, you can even get aftermarket body panels now and, you know, stuff like that, where back when I first started, you know, it took us all winter just to prepare for the next year because we had to get a car and strip it and gut it and weld the cage in, you know, and everything, all that stuff. I remember many, many winters doing that as a kid.
You have struggled this season, and that can sometimes make racing not so enjoyable.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. We had some tough luck there. We actually found out that we had some suspension parts bent and just made us struggle for a month and a half. And really, you know, nobody to blame but myself. Should have been doing a little better maintenance, but it's tough. I have one guy, my buddy Nate Skolsky, that helps me in the shop. But otherwise, you know, it's pretty much just me anymore. And there's a lot of maintenance to these cars anymore. That's, like they always said, races are won in the shop, and that's the honest, total truth. And, you know, everybody's busy nowadays, and it's just tough to get crew guys and just get burned out sometimes, and that's kind of where I was at. And then we weren't doing very well at all, so decided to strip the car all down and found a bent A-frame and some wallet out trailing arms and stuff like that, and got that fixed, and that really kind of got us back on track. But yeah, it's definitely, there's highs of highs and lows of lows, definitely, in this sport.
You sold your hobby stock. Did it go to a good home?
Yeah, I sold it to a young kid over by Slayton. He's just going to get into to racing, so I told him, you know, that's really good to see that I went to somebody that was going to get started, because, like I said, you just don't really see that much anymore. So, yeah, he came and picked that up last Wednesday night, and, you know, we kind of wanted to finish out the season, but, like I said, we had some tough times there, and it was just tough, and I have a racing account, and that's what I have, and it all depends on how our season goes, and we were getting pretty low budget, I guess you could say, on that, so kind of came at the right time. But no, I sure wish I was racing last week and this week, and we got some plans in the works, that's for sure.
Speaking of plans, when I saw you last Thursday night at Algona, you were shopping for a cruiser. Any leads?
Yeah, we I talked to Lauren Pasek Jr., and he's building a new one for his girls. So actually, this Thursday night, Amelia, she'll be 12 in March, and my daughter, and she kind of fell in love with that cruiser class a few years back with Peg and Heather, and, you know, the girl, there's, what, four or five girls that run in that division, and she kind of fell in love with it with all the girls that were running that class. So I told her if I sold the hobby stock, if she wanted to give it a whirl, we'd be in the market for a cruiser. And, well, that's where we're at right now. Sounds like Thursday night they're going to let us hot lap that one that they got. So we'll see what happens there.
She was pretty fired up last Thursday just talking about it. I can't imagine when you get her out on the track.
Yeah, I don't... I guess I don't know what to say other than I think it's probably just as thick in her blood as it is mine, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we'll see where it goes.
I do think that was a very smart dad move, getting her started in a cruiser and making sure that this is what she wants to do before you go whole hog and buy a car and find out, no, not interested.
Yeah, you know, that's the cost of everything nowadays, and it's like I said, I want to make sure that she's something she wants to do. I don't know. At least I'll have the brake and the steering wheel for a little while. I don't know if I'm quite ready anyways to let her go out on her own. But yeah, at first she said she wanted a hobby stock or a sport mod. And I said, well, we probably should get our feet wet with something before we go, like say, go crazy with it. So no, I'm just as excited to see if this is something she wants to do, and see what we can do. And I'm just as excited as if it was my first night out. I think it'll be interesting, but like I said, I think she's got it in her blood.
What is your most memorable win?
Probably kind of a sequence, but back when they used to have the North Star division, or North Star races, they called it, you kind of ran up here. We ran Fairmont, Arlington, and Redwood, and we swept the whole weekend one weekend. So, you know, that was probably my most memorable win, just because it was, you know, we strung three in a row together, and that was pretty cool.
That had to be a pretty impressive weekend. I remember that series, and got a lot of drivers following it from all over, so you got to race against a bunch of different competition.
Yep. Yeah, that was, you know, like I say, that was really good competition. You know, Nick Johansson was in a sport mod at that time, and like I say, Matt and Dan and the Myhrvolds, they were running that series. And, you know, and then you had guys that just kind of came from farther away even, you know, and yeah, that was a really neat series to be a part of.
Greg, I know we just barely scratched the surface of your racing career, and can't wait to see you and your daughter in a cruiser in 2024. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, call 455-3524.
Packaging the impossible inside the possible through service, quality, and expertise. Hi, this is Holly, the new general manager at Foamcraft Packaging. We are your foam and wood packaging experts in Minnesota. If you are a business owner or in charge of your packaging, we want to talk to you. We specialize in designing and manufacturing wood crates, pallets, and foam inserts, and are here to help keep your products protected in transit. We are here to help you. Visit us at foamcraftpackaging.com.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force load machines and develop the Ultra Force suspension software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at Weir'sMachine.com, UltraForceTech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
At Arrow Race Wheels, they put their customers first and appreciate the loyalty the racers have for the company. Arrow Race Wheels is willing to work with anyone who has a question or problem. The only way to stay on top is to listen to the people putting us there. If you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
You already know, Rhino Ag builds the most robust tractor accessories in the agriculture industry. Ever wondered what a Rhino would cost? Go to rhinoag.com and click on the Build Your Rhino tab. Select the product and spec it out with any option we offer. As always, contact your local dealer for any finance specials or seasonal offers at rhinoag.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Rod French from Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing. And Rod, Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing is truly a family-owned business. Clients are only going to deal with you, Callie, or Greg, and that is it. No miscommunication, just one person through the entire process.
That is correct. There's one throat to choke, and it's usually mine. So if there's an issue, one phone call, we're going to get it taken care of. Usually within a few hours, we'll have somebody there if we can, and get any problems taken care of if you have anything.
A customer has an idea about what they want. You design it, you build it, you install it, and most important, it's operational before you leave.
Correct. Everything we do is a custom-built door. There's no cookie-cutter doors that we build. Everything is within an eighth inch of your opening. If you want windows, siding, rock, brick, whatever, stucco, we'll do it. Every door is a custom-built door.
Powerlift Doors also never uses subcontractors, so the doors are installed by the people that build them.
That is correct. Greg, my son-in-law, does most of the installs. We have a helper that comes out with him most of the time. Yes, it's no subcontracting, nobody caught in the middle. Like I said, back to one throat to choke.
Aviation, industrial, farm, livestock, residential, retrofit, or commercial. If they want a door for equipment, a door for animals, a door for an airplane, or a door for humans, you can build it.
That is correct. One of the things we're really getting into more and more is the restaurants, the bar top doors, glass doors. We can build anything for any application you got, from a doghouse to a 150-foot wide door.
I've actually been in a few restaurants where during the winter months they're all sealed up tight,
But during the summer, they can literally open three sides of the restaurant, and now they've got indoor seating in the shade and open-air patio by opening the three doors.
Yeah, that's correct, Clayne. You know, in the summertime, you can open the doors all 3 days that are nice out in the summertime. You could open your doors up if you wanted to.
You even build glass doors, and these are tremendous when you take a dark and dingy building and all of a sudden you have a solid glass door.
Yes, you bet. And like I said, there's so many options we can do to the door. There's some people putting some translucent panels on it to give you the light in but not see the vision. So anything you want to do, we can do it for you.
Also, your doors offer zero headroom loss, which is very important when you have like a tall combine or you're putting an airplane in a building.
That is correct. I can't say it's zero headroom clearance loss. We lose 5 inches on our standard door, or we can do an outside mount, which then would be zero clearance lost. Correct.
The all-welded frame on doors save problems down the road like loose screws and bolts.
The only screws on our doors are holding the hydraulic pipes on and the cylinder pins in. The doors are fully welded, come in one piece unless you get to a really large door. We've hauled an 86 by 24 from Dodge Center to Eden Prairie before. So most of the time we can get it there in one piece and it's fully welded and ready to go.
The truck drivers out there will probably understand this question. If you've ever run a lift gate in Minnesota in the winter, it gets pretty slow. The cylinders on these hydraulic doors, how do they operate in the winter? What do you have to do to them to make sure they operate correctly?
We're using a low viscosity hydraulic oil in them, and we do offer a heated blanket, and we do offer a heated reservoir. It's tough in Minnesota at times, but it just slows it down a little bit. Everything will still function as it's supposed to.
These doors also provide the best weather seal in the industry, which is very important in Minnesota, like we just talked. When it's 21 below and blowing, you want your door sealed.
When we're done with the door, I usually hold a piece of paper. We have very small issues with any of the cold weather, stuff like that. Yeah, they're sealed pretty tight.
Powerlift doors by French Manufacturing are also zero maintenance. I bet once a customer has one of these doors, they would never go back to a conventional door.
I think I got to agree with that. Most of the time, people are mad at me for not selling the door to them sooner. Why didn't you sell this door to me 10 years ago instead of today? Because I went through a lot of pain over them years. I should have bought your door then.
Last Friday night, it was great to turn around and see you sitting up there behind me at Chateau Speedway. What does it mean to have our local track back up and running?
I wish him the best of luck. It's always great to go over there. It's a nice wind down for us. Go over there and have a couple cocktails and just relax and kind of unwind from the week and get ready for the following week. It's great to see Mark get it going again.
Rod, thanks for all you do. Thanks for all the support for local racing in the area. Thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today. If they have more questions about Powerlift doors by French Manufacturing, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Our phone number is 507-374-9306. You can email us at Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing, Dodge Center. My cell number, if you want that, 507-421-2006. Usually from 6 in the morning until about 10 at night, I'll answer the phone.
Rod, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, Clayne.
Fast shafts. Drive shafts are used by Jake Tim, Tom Barry Jr., Derek Ramirez, Kyle Strickler, Jonathan Davenport, Derek Green, Dalen Murdy, and more. And they currently build drive shafts for 90% of the major chassis builders. Fast shafts is also a longtime title sponsor of the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Invitational at the IMCA Super Nationals and support a number of competitive series nationwide. Buy directly from Fast Shafts or from their network of dealers, shipping daily across the country or worldwide. See fastshafts.com.
Do you know what many top race car teams use for small radiator leaks? It's Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak, effective insurance that keeps them in the middle of competition, proven under the toughest racing conditions, and it works the same way in your car. Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak stops leaks in radiators and blocks, sealing the leak while you drive, and it won't clog the cooling system. It mixes with all antifreeze and coolants. Take the advice of top race teams. Use Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak.
See our display at Runnings.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we bend them. Midwest Collision. If you have a vehicle accident, go with a professional. Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision are the definition of professionals. For over 42 years, they have dedicated their lives to collision repair along with the training, knowledge, and skills that come with the job. Go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault. 507-332-2434. Midwest Collision.
We can all think back to the first time we experienced real horsepower. Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service. Whether it's that pin-you-in-the-seat feeling of a big-block Chevy, the roar of a healthy 340, or the joy of a perfectly tuned flathead, here at Byers Engine Service, we service them all. Strip to street, dirt track to asphalt, or just cruising the strip. Stop by and check us out at 2915 20th Street Southeast in Rochester, or call 507-282-5586.
Extreme! Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme Powder Coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is the only museum in the world that's solely dedicated to sprint car racing. Located in Knoxville, Iowa, next to the world-famous Knoxville Raceway, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open year-round for race fans to come in and learn more about sprint car racing. You'll see 30 to 35 race cars on display that are constantly changing throughout the year. In addition, you'll find memorabilia, historic race shops, and racing videos inside the museum next to the sprint cars. There's a racing movie theater on the museum's second floor, all of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame inductees' plaques and stories on display, a panoramic view of Knoxville Raceway, and the world's largest sprint car retail store, all at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is a beautiful day sitting out here in front of Sign Pro in Owatonna, just off Old Highway 14, and I am joined by Rich from Sign Pro. And Rich, I think the most important thing that I want to cover first is the new grandbaby.
Thanks, Clay. It's always great to have you come out to see what's new in the shop and what we're working on. There's always some interesting kind of fun project. And yes, we are new grandparents and kind of excited about that.
And it's funny because as soon as you greeted me at the door, we had to go back and look at this Mustang that you're working on back there. And just adding those stripes, wow, what a change that makes on a car.
Yeah, you know, that car was kind of a sleeper without any stripes on it. Then you put some custom stripes on it, and it really hot-rodded it up, made it look really great.
Sign Pro, the name says it all. One of the most important parts of your business is the design and creation of unique signs for your customers that will make your business stand out from everybody else around you.
That's true. We have a couple of really good designers with really good eyes and very, very creative when it comes to logos or signs or what you want to put on your vehicle and how to make it pop.
The buildings here in Owatonna are getting higher. The equipment that you need to mount some of these signs on the buildings, you're getting up there in the air. I don't think it's for the faint of heart anymore.
We currently have two bucket trucks. The biggest one reaches almost 50 feet. The guys tend to put me out on the 30-foot extension ladder, so they don't like that one, but I do.
You have always been a diehard Twins and Vikings fan, and that's one of the things I really respect about you. Win or lose, you are still a big fan. Thoughts about the Vikings team this year?
Well, when you're a fan for life, win or lose. And if you're a Vikings fan, it's mostly lose. But, you know, hope springs eternal every fall with me, and we'll see where we go from there.
Harvest season is right around the corner. Farm trucks take a beating from tools in the bed, cattle running into the vehicle, mud, rocks, and barbed wire, and even chemicals in the bed that start to rust out the truck's bed. You can protect the paint, bumpers, truck bed, and interior from all kinds of damage.
That's right. Farmers really use their equipment hard, and they need to. One of the things that we are working a lot with is new clear paint protection on the fronts of vehicles, not just for trucks, but for any car that you want to protect from rock chips. If you have a new car and you put a nice clear paint protection on the front, rocks don't chip the paint. Other things on the trucks that work really good are mud flaps, steps on the side, new lights on the top. Just about anything that'll help you do some work out there, make your job a little easier, is nice to have on there.
And you also have a variety of toolboxes, whether you want to hang them on the side of the box or a traditional one behind the cab, because they haul a lot of stuff too.
Yeah, there's a lot of different kind of toolboxes. We have toolboxes that fit in front of your tonneau cover. We have toolboxes that fit in your topper. We have toolboxes that slide in and out. There's all kinds of different ones.
Off-roaders and hunting trucks. This place is like a candy store for those guys. Camo wraps, night running lights, mud flaps, gun racks, toolboxes, everything you would need to protect your stuff and haul your stuff out to the campground or the hunting site.
There is no end of the stuff you can do for hunters. We have a couple of varieties of new trailer hitches that are really, really nice. I have one on my truck, and you can adapt it to fit almost any single trailer you can think of on the back of that truck.
SignPro can take a plain Jane V6 powered Dodge Charger and make it look like the baddest muscle car on the planet. Ordinary to extraordinary.
That's right. We can make it look faster. We aren't going to make your go faster. We don't recommend that, but we could sure make it look great.
Soon, listeners will be storing their boats, RVs, and campers. If you need seats or benches recovered, or you want new carpet in your boat, all you have to do is drop it off before you store it, and it'll either be ready to go in the spring or ready to go when you want to put it in storage.
That's right. It's almost that time of the year where the boats are coming out. So when you get your boat ready to be stored, pull the seats out of it. Bring them over to us. Show us what you need. We'll fix them and store them all winter long so that when you're ready to pull that boat back out, your seats are ready to just go right back in to look like new.
And I can't end this interview without talking about the Stones concert. Those guys put on one heck of a show for their age.
I like to go to concerts. My wife likes to go to concerts. The Stones was really good. We had really good seats. That was a great evening.
An interesting piece of trivia. I actually found out that Mick Jagger, when he's getting ready for a concert, actually goes out and runs and sings all of the songs that he's singing in concert. So when they're putting on one of those high-energy shows, he actually doesn't lose his breath.
I did not know that. He's in pretty good shape for his age.
Yeah, he sure is. If they'd like to find out more information about SignPro and stop out and see everything you have to offer, what's the best way to do that, Rich?
Come on over. We're on Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart here in Owatonna. That's the easiest way. The website is signpromn.com or autotrimmn.com.
Rich, it's always a blast to see you, always a blast to see what you're working on in the back room, and thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thanks for coming by, Clayne.
When one of your appliances breaks down, you need help, and you need it fast. Contact Sorensen's Appliance Service. Racer owner Ben Bainey and racer Travis Underdahl service the entire Cowes listening area. Sorensen's Appliance Service. People you know that will get your appliances serviced with trained technicians. Contact them today at 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Bulldog Coatings specialize in concrete coatings as well as concrete restoration repair. Hi, I'm Todd with Bulldog Coatings. Our coating systems provide a durable finished floor that is both easy to maintain and adds value to your home. The unique patented Bulldog Coatings are not limited to just garage floors. They can be used for interior flooring as well as pool deck, patio, and sidewalk applications. Our systems can be installed in as little as one day and year-round. We are a locally owned family business ready to serve southern Minnesota. Visit us on Facebook or call us for a free estimate. 837-9773. Let Bulldog protect your floors.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal, trash pickup services, and roll-off dumpsters at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Contact Shevland Enterprises today, and new customers will get 6 months for the price of four. If you prepay, call 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure to be joined by Louie from Napa Auto Parts in Madelia, Minnesota. And Louie, we are rapidly approaching the harvest season.
Madelia, Minnesota is right in the heart of ag country. I am sure your Napa store is getting geared up for the busy season ahead.
Yeah, actually we are. It's been picking up. Business has been pretty good here lately. So come here September harvest season, it's going to be probably even busier. So it'll be a good thing.
Louie, one thing a lot of people don't know about Madelia, Minnesota, it is also the pheasant capital of Minnesota, with over 8,600 acres of public hunting land within 20 minutes of Madelia. Hunters will be heading your direction, and if they have any issues with their hunting trucks or trailers, Napa carries a huge line of trailer accessories to get you back on the road and get you home.
Yeah, that's right. We got quite a bit here between hitches and lights and balls, pins, quite a bit of it.
We've talked about the Napa stores over the past couple of seasons. If you're having trouble with your car, maybe it's overheating, you've got trailer issues, all you have to do is find the Napa store in your area, and the owner or the counter people will lead you in the right direction, whether you need a welder, you're looking for a car care center, or you need something that Napa doesn't happen to carry. You can steer them to the right people because you know the entire community.
Yeah, we got a pretty great town here. Actually, as a lot of people around here know, I took over the store beginning of August, and actually got a customer in town here who just started a new shop as well. So him and I are doing pretty well right now. He's keeping pretty busy, and then I got a great community around here, so everybody's pretty supportive about everything that's been going on, so can't complain there.
Louie, what does it mean to you to be a Napa Auto Parts store owner? Sounds like it was a goal for a long time.
Yeah, actually, it's been kind of a process, but I really enjoy the interaction with the people, the customers, you know, and try to help the town grow as best I can and do what I can for the community. So people need something, just give me a shout and I'll do what I can for them to find what I can and try to keep people happy anyway.
Right now, during the month of August, Napa is offering rebates on starters, alternators, and batteries, and also some great deals on oil out there.
Yeah, actually, I got a flyer sitting on the counter here. People come in, kind of look through it. Got a few deals. And yeah, on the front page there, there's you buy a alternator or starter, and there's a chance that you can get a $20 Visa card.
Louie, if they're in the Madelia area, where can they find your store?
Actually, if you follow the signs to the Madelia Health Hospital. I'm literally right across the street from there, so there's a big old Napa sign right out in the front there.
Louie, congratulations on becoming a new Napa store owner. Good luck, and thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
I appreciate it, and hopefully everybody does well and has a great, safe harvest.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has almost 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their two locations in Louisville, Minnesota or Zering, Iowa. Call 888-435-2210 or see altenburgconstruction.com.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Houston Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota kicks off the race results from last Tuesday night, August 15th. The High Limit Sprint Car Series in the 410 Wing Sprint Car A Main, Rico Abreu in the Late Model Street Stocks, Brandon Ferguson. We were at Kossuth County Speedway last Thursday night, August 17th. In the Modified A Main, Todd Steinhardt. In the Stock Cars, Donovan Smith. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf. In the Hobby Stocks, James Burns. In the Sport Compacts, Katie DeVries. And in the Non-Wing Traditional Sprint Cars, Jake Kuba. KRA Speedway in Wilmer was racing last Thursday night, August 17th. In the Pier Stocks, Bruce Labs. In the Modifieds, Seth Breed. In the Midwest Modifieds, Jason Vertuba. In the Mod 4s, Dean Larson. In the Super Stocks, Dexton Cook. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel. And in the Hornets, Justin Sklitsky. Fairmont Raceway had their fair races last Friday night, August 18th.
in the Modified A-Main, Dustin Wiederhoff, in the Stock Cars, Derek Green, in the B-Mods, Jared Baumeister, in the Hobby Stocks, Nick Brady, and in the Tuners, Kevin Bolt. Murray County Speedway was also racing last Friday night, August 18th, in the Bombers, Nick Mueller, in the Sport Compacts, Brandon Hartman, in the Hobby Stocks, Corey Probst, in the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf, in the Stock Cars, Chris Paulsrod, and in the Modifieds, Josh Rogatsky. The Jackson Motorplex hosted the Jackson Nationals starting Thursday night, August 17th, in the 410 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, James McFadden, in the Race Saver Sprint Car A-Main, Matt Johnson. Friday night at the Jackson Nationals saw James McFadden again in victory lane with the 410 Sprint Cars, and in the Race Saver Sprint Car Series, Lee Goose Jr. And Saturday night, August 19th, was the finale of the Jackson Nationals at the Jackson Motorplex. In a 410 Wing Sprint Car 35-lap A-Main, Carson Macedo, and in a traditional non-wing Sprint Car A-Main, Cam Schaefer. I-94 Speedway was racing last Friday night, August 18th, in a Gen X Late Model A-Main, Andrew Tisdall, in a Short Trackers, Sean Beto, in the Midwest Modifieds, Brennan Way, in the Modifieds, Brady Gertis, and in the Street Stocks, Braden Brower. Mississippi Thunder Speedway was also racing last Friday night, August 18th, in the Hobby Stock A-Main, Chris Hubden, in the USRA B-Mods, Eric Cans, in the USRA Late Models, Brad Waits, and in a Dirt King Late Model A-Main, Jake Tim. Hancock County Speedway was racing last Friday night, August 18th, in the Modified A-Main, Todd Steinhardt, in the Sport Mods, Alec Fett, in the Stock Cars, Kevin Opie, in the Hobby Stocks, Brandon Nielsen, and in the Sport Compacts, Charles Prime. Chateau Speedway got their first full night of racing in last Friday night, August 18th, in the B-Mod A-Main, Kevin Johnson, in the Hornets, Mike Chatterton, in the Stock Cars, Blake Adams, in the Modifieds, Joe Ludeman, in the Midwest Modifieds, Caden Kath, and in the Hobby Stocks, Brady Kronberg. Worthington Speedway was also racing last Saturday night, August 19th, in the Bombers, Wyatt Steenhoven, in the Outlaw Minimods, Lucas Daniels, in the Hobby Stocks, Blake Lunenberg, in the Modifieds, Jordan Rogatsky, in the Sport Mods, Alec Fett, in the Sport Compacts, Bubba Brown, and in the Stock Cars, Justin Lunenberg. Arlington Raceway was racing last Saturday night, August 19th, in the Hobby A-Main, Corey Probst, in the Sport Compacts, Dale Gatton, in the Outlaw Hobby Division, Mark Ostreich, in the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf, in the Race Saver Sprint Cars, Bill Johnson, in the Stock Car A-Main, Ryan Biercassette, and in the Modifieds, it was Todd Steinhardt. Deer Creek Speedway was also racing last Saturday night, August 19th, in the Dirt Late Model A-Main, Dustin Sorensen, in the Stock Cars, Braden Gear, and in the USRA B-Mods, Hunter Kennedy. Ogilvie Raceway was racing last Saturday night, August 19th, in the Modified A-Main, Shane Sabraski, in the Midwest Modifieds, David Swearingen, in the Mod 4s, Tyler Larson, in the Super Stocks, Dexton Cook, in the Wissota Late Model A-Main, John Canta, and in the Hornets, Joseph Wilbur. The 25th annual USMTS show was at Mason City Motor Speedway, starting Wednesday night, August 16th, in the Stock Car A-Main, Derek Green, in the USRA B-Mods, Ben Mowdry, and in the Modified A-Main, Jake Tim. Night 2 of the USMTS 25th Anniversary Show, in the Stock Cars, Pat Graham, in the B-Mods, Ben Mowdry, and in the Modifieds, Tanner Mullins. Night 3 at Mason City, Friday night, August 18th, in the Hobby Stocks, Carter Coop, in the Outlaw Mini-Mods, Matthew Groby, and in the Modified A-Main, Gary Christian. And the finale at Mason City Motor Speedway, 25th anniversary of the USMTS, in the Hobby Stock A-Main, Colby Capel, and in the 75-lap USMTS Modified A-Main, Tanner Mullins. Granite City Motor Park was racing Sunday night, August 20th, in the Street Stocks, Braden Brower, in the Hornets, Justin Skalitsky, in the Midwest Modifieds, Corey Merworth, in the Mod 4s, Tommy Pagonis, in the Modifieds, Kennedy Schwann, and in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See tonerslakekarting.org for more details.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.